This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. Ouachita Parish voters renewed a 2.91 mil property tax funding Green Oaks Juvenile Detention Center on Saturday. The tax generates $2.5 million, which represents just over 80% of the center's $3 million annual operating budget. The remaining portion of its budget comes from fees paid by other parishes in need of holding juveniles. Services Director Mike Rhodes says Green Oaks is the largest facility of its kind in North Louisiana, providing space for both male and female juvenile offenders.
We have a 60-bed facility. We've got a 16-bed for girls and 44 boys beds.
Those numbers represent a sizable jump from the original 12 beds for males and 6 for females when the facility first opened in 1956. Yet the number of juveniles admitted to the center has stayed consistent over the past 5 years. In 2005, 855 offenders, reflecting 44% of the juvenile cases heard, were placed in the detention center. Rhodes says the following 3 years saw a slight increase or decrease, with 2009 ending in one of the higher tallies.
We had 940 juveniles admitted to the detention center. In 2009, it ran a little higher. It probably ran closer to 55% was readmitted from delinquent acts before, whether in 09 or back in 08 or 07.
So you are seeing a fair share of recidivism.
Yes, we are. One thing we're working on, we're trying to get more people and more programs involved in kids that after they leave detention. If we don't get the community involved in these kids, they will reoffend.
A portion of the mill tax funding goes towards several diversion programs that have been implemented in the past 2 years and are being developed with anticipation of seeing numbers go down. After a 1998 report showed a staggering 181% increase in females admitted to the center, that figure has seen a slight decline in recent years. It's a good news, bad news scenario. While the number is dropped, Rhodes says the nature of offenses has intensified.
Back in the early 90s, most of theirs would be either disturbing the peace, shoplifting. Now we're seeing them involved in drugs. We're seeing them involved in batteries. Assaults.
Charges against male offenders have also seen a shift.
It's more drug involvement, more guns. We're seeing more weapon charges with juveniles. Used to it was theft, burglary, disturbing the peace, those type of things.
One of those offenses from an earlier time, and a reason cited by an advisory board for the center's creation, was to reduce car burglaries and thefts. Has it worked?
It did serve its purpose. That number has greatly decreased.
As each juvenile's case makes its way through the court system, the educational process of that individual continues. One teacher from both Ouachita Parish and Monroe City Schools provides instruction at the facility. It's here where Rhodes says the renewed mill tax revenues will assist in providing additional classrooms.
Right now we have to mix boys and girls in the same classroom. That will give us the capability of separating the girls into a classroom by themselves and then have smaller classrooms. That way we can have, it cuts down on discipline problems and overcrowding.
One opportunity for those who come through the center wanting to make a positive change is to take part in the Louisiana Youth Challenge, a boot camp-style 5-month program sponsored by the National Guard. Rhodes says 5 individuals currently housed at Green Oaks will be released to their parents for participation in the event, which starts October 10th. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.